Any special term for a brief, heavy rain?
Oh, a gully washer.
Uh-huh. And a storm where there's thunder and lightning?
Electrical storm.
If the sky has been clear and suddenly a cloud appears and rain falls, and then the cloud goes away, and someone comes in and sees the wet ground and says, well, what happened here? I thought the sky was clear. You say, oh, it was, but then...
We had a shower.
Mm-hmm. Is the expression, it came up a rain, at all common here? Does that sound strange?
Sounds strange.
What kind of windstorms do you have here?
Oh, we have a straight wind.
Which direction?
They generally from the west or the northwest or the southwest, and we have the tornadoes. Years past, they were cyclones.
Mm-hmm. And how about storms where there's a great deal of dust?
Dust storm.
Where do you go when there's a tornado?
You go to a storm cellar if you've got one.
Mm-hmm. What was this called when you were a boy?
Cave.
Uh-huh. A freight hole?
Yeah, I've heard it called that.
I wish I had one of those freight holes, because I've had times when I've been frayed.
Well, I never was very much, but I sure learned to respect them this past spring.
It only takes one, doesn't it?
First one I really was a boy, I seen one. But that's the first one that I stood out and watched was this past spring.
Mm-hmm. Teaches you to hurry. Any special term for a strong, cold wind from the north?
Cold front is what we call them now, but that ain't what we used to. A norther, I think, is what we used to call them.
Uh-huh. It just freezes you to the bone. Was this with snow, usually?
It could be, or it wouldn't have to be.
Uh-huh. How about a heavy, very heavy snowstorm?
It's a blizzard.
Mm-hmm. And in warm weather, when you go out, when the ground is warm and the air is cool, you've had a rain and you find that white mist all over every place.
Do you?
Well, I was thinking more of that one that was...
Fog?
Yeah.
Fog rolls in?
Oh, that's miserable. How about a long period of dry weather?
That's a drought.
And if the wind has been blowing gently, and then if there's more and more and more of it, you say the wind is...
Wind come up.
Uh-huh. And if the wind has been blowing hard, and then there's less and less...
It let down.
Mm-hmm. How about rain? If you've had a very heavy rain and then it starts getting less and less.
It let up.
Mm-hmm. And the end of the growing season comes when you go outside and see that white stuff on the ground.
It's frost.
And you go down to the pond and find that the cattle can't get a drink.
It's ice on it.
On the pond has done what?
Froze over.
What were some of the kinds of early houses here that the settlers used? Were they frame from the beginning?
Practically all frame in here. I don't think there were many sod houses. There might have been one at the first, very first, but then most of them were frame.
This area in here was proved up fairly late, wasn't it?
It was later than some of the other. Not many years, I think 92 or something like that. Just a few years, but... Transportation has brought in building material.
What do you call sticks and pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling. Mm-hmm.